If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We have new Beatles music just out, don't we?
Dean? We thought we were going to have new Beatles music out this morning, but we've just gotten word moments ago, out off the wires, that it's going to be a week from today.
Now, they did release something, though, that we have here, and it's kind of confusing because I think everybody agrees that the song is Now and Then, which was written by John in 1970 and recorded but unfinished by Lennon in 79. And then Paul McCartney has said that they used artificial intelligence to extricate John's vocals from a demo track and complete the song with all the members of the Beatles on it.
Yeah, which I hate that whole thing, that whole scenario. I hate that they're taking AI, artificial intelligence, to recreate songs and recreate voices, and it's a path we should not be going on.
Well,
one day there'll be an AI dean here, you know, talking about injuring himself cooking and telling you the same old celebrity memoir stories over and over again. I don't like this AI stuff at all.
You're talking to AI Bob right now.
Oh, see?
It's hard to tell the difference, isn't it?
Look how amazing this amazing and terrifying. Here's what I know about it, is that they took the John Lennon song Now and Then. That, because it was unfinished, they decided to use that as kind of the spine of this newly created song. Originally, they said it was going to be out at 8 o'clock this morning. But now, Beatles sites literally all over the world are saying that it will be released at, let me see here, 9 a.m. Thursday, November 2nd. So, 1 week from today, it's going to be coming out where they took they AI'd John's voice, they took AI'd George Harrison's music and guitar playing, and then Paul and Ringo added on some live vocals to it, and that's what we're going to get when this finally comes out. If you're not familiar with Now and Then, take a listen to the song that in its incomplete status from the late 1970s.
And now and then, if we must start again, well, we
will. It's a nice song.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
It's pleasant.
I guess it was originally on a cassette of John's. Now, on one of the Beatles sites, I guess this is the official Beatles site, they had a trailer with an explanation. Let's play that. It's only about 30 seconds, and you'll hear Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and then you'll hear Sean Lennon. Listen to this.
When we lost John, we knew that it was really over.
I was talking to Yoko, and she said, I think I've got a tape of John.
Paul called me up and said he'd like to work on Now and Then. He put the bass on, I put the drums on.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
How lucky was I to have those men in my life?
All right, I guess we'll get the official new version of Now and Then.
The whole thing is so creepy to me.
Well, you know, when
I could get a holograph also, and hologram, and have John and George back on stage with them as well. The whole thing's so creepy. And also, by the way, besides the song, they're going to be releasing a 12-minute Now and Then, the last Beatles song documentary film that will be coming out on November the 1st. It'll be premiering on the Beatles YouTube channel on November the 1st. So if you're a Beatles fan, There's lots of new stuff that's coming out, albeit created in Dr. Jekyll's laboratory.
Well, wait a minute now. I think, we'll eventually get the real story. Because
let me put in Eye of Newt, and we'll...
I heard McCartney talking about this, saying the AI part of this was overblown. And if you remember many years ago, when I think it was when the anthology came out, and they released two, quote, new, end quote, Beatles songs, Free as a Bird and Real Love, and
right.
Jeff Lynne produced, and of course way before AI, and they were able with the technology of that time to make the sound a little bit better of this old cassette that they had from John. And I like Real Love and Free as a Bird. They're great songs, so let's wait and see sounds like and what the explanation is.
I like when they remaster it. I like when they embellish, but when you're it's like taking it's all Dr. Frankenstein like to me, when you're taking body parts from other songs and recreating them into new songs. I'll wait and see what the song sounds like, but I don't like AI in general, and I don't like this.
Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
All right, Ringo.
Peace and love, if that was really Ringo.
Let's move on. Oh, it was. Let's move on to Dolly Parton's movie.
Yeah, talk about this concert movie trend that Taylor Swift has started. Now we're gonna get a Beyonce concert movie December the 1st, and then now they have announced that Dolly Parton is going to have a concert movie coming out. She's got this new Rockstar album that's coming out on November 17th, but she's going to be releasing a special movie version of it that you can go to theaters to watch. Dolly Parton Rockstar, the global first listen event that will feature collaborations with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, if that's really them, Elton John, Stevie Nicks, Sting, and more, if you're interested in that. And I think that could be a lot of fun, watching this Dolly Parton album roll out. You can get tickets at DollyRockstarEvent.com.
Well, let's take a break here, and then we'll get more entertainment news from Dean. We'll hear from John Cleese. Also, interesting spoof on the Britney Spears book. Oh, did I say this is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design? AI would not have forgotten that, but I did. What's
Peace
the weather
and
there?
Love.
Thank
Peace
you
and
very
love.
Much. WGN. Okay, Dean, this may make you feel better about the new Beatles song. Listen to this. In 2022, Paul and Ringo set about completing the song, and besides John's vocal, now and then includes electric and acoustic guitar recorded in 1995 by George Harrison. Also, it has Ringo's new drum part and bass guitar and piano from Paul that matches John's original playing. Paul added a slide guitar solo. He and Ringo contributed backing vocals to the chorus. And then in L.A., Paul oversaw a studio recording session for the song String Arrangement, written by Giles Martin. That's George Martin's son. And they also added some backing vocals from original recordings of past Beatles songs, Here, There, and Everywhere, Eleanor Rigby, and Because. And they did that using techniques perfected during the making of that Love show and album. And the finished track was then produced. Olivia Harrison says, in 1995, after several days in the studio working on the track, George felt the technical issues with the demo were insurmountable. He concluded it was not possible to finish the track. And if he were here today, Olivia says, Donnie, and I know Donnie, George's son, he would have wholeheartedly joined Paul and Ringo in completing the recording of Now and Then. So I'm not sure how much this is actually AI. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It sounds like they're adding a lot of elements. It's going to be fascinating once it comes out and once they reveal what's new, what is from old recordings, mm-hmm. what is AI created. in this, you know, we'll wait and see. Maybe you won't be
as creeped out a week from now. You never know.
I probably will be. But
this is a serious message.
Yeah, speaking of creeped out.
Nice to have Ringo right in studio to comment. Hey, speaking of that, during the commercial break, a story just came over, speaking of the Beatles, that a new three-part docuseries about the murder of John Lennon is going to be coming to Apple TV. Narrated by Kiefer Sutherland. It will feature exclusive eyewitness interviews, previously unseen crime scene photos, a lot more information that we did not have before about the murder of John Lennon. So they did not announce a date for the release of this, but we'll keep you posted on that. I think that's a fascinating story.
Man, you know what? I'm a Beatlemaniac, as you know, but I don't want to watch that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. It's too depressing. It's too depressing.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Yeah, I'd like to toss that documentary. All right, well, let's get to this spoof of the Britney Spears audiobook.
Yeah, this Britney Spears memoir, I thought people would be starting to get tired of these all these celebrity memoirs that are out. It's the highest-selling celebrity memoir of all time in just a few days that it's been out. It's a bestseller. People are going crazy over reading Britney Spears' new book that's out. The audio version of it was not read by Britney Spears. They had Oscar-nominated actress Michelle Williams do it. And as you may have heard, there's a pretty big section of the book devoted to her relationship at the time with Justin Timberlake. And Michelle Williams had some fun spoofing Justin Timberlake when she was doing his voice in this audio version of the book.
Sometimes I thought they tried too hard to fit in. One day, Jay and I were in New York, going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge, blinged-out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine. What's up, homie?"
Yes. so she.
She's acting.
She's acting, and apparently, Britney in the book says that Justin Timberlake would change the way that he talked when he talked to black artists because he wanted to fit in, and he would talk like that. Apparently, so.
All right. Well, as my therapist says, we have to stop now. We spent too much time talking about the Beatles today. So
happy 84th birthday, by the way, to John Cleese.
Oh, yeah. One of your favorite guests on the WGN-TV Morning News, right?
He famously called our show the stupidest show that he's ever been on. I will forever have nothing but respect for him.
Higher praise than that, you're not going to get.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Oh, yeah. Fo shiz, genuine. What's up, homie?